Another is given the gift of prophecy, and another the ability to distinguish between spiritual beings. What is meant by distinguishing between spiritual beings? It's the ability to know who is spiritual and who is not, who is a prophet and who is a fraud. As he said to the Thessalonians, "Do not despise prophecies. However, test everything and hold on to what is good." This was particularly important at the time due to the large number of false prophets, as the devil was sneakily replacing the truth with deceit. Others are granted the ability to speak in different kinds of tongues, while others are given the ability to interpret those tongues. One person might understand what they themselves are saying, but can't translate it for another, while another person might have both of these skills or maybe just one. This was seen as a significant gift at the time, as it was first bestowed upon the apostles and then many of the Corinthians. However, this was not the case with the ability to teach. That's why he ranks the word of teaching as the first and the ability to speak in tongues as the last, since the latter is a result of the former, along with prophecy, working of miracles, various kinds of tongues, and interpretation of those tongues. Nothing compares to this gift. That's why he also said, "Elders who lead well should be given double honor, particularly those who strenuously work in preaching and teaching." And he wrote to Timothy, saying, "Devote yourself to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect your gift." Notice how he also refers to it as a gift.